Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I'm really enjoying Mark, who writes the book Mark, one of the Gospels. And, you know, when we were looking in chapter 4, it was so interesting how he always is talking about, you know, the huge crowds. And in this case, he's talking about the fact that Jesus could not even teach on land, that he had to take the boat out on the shore of Lake Galilee so that the people had room to listen. And he began to teach in parables, which later on the disciples were a little confused. What are you doing? And basically, a parable is telling a simple story to make a spiritual point. So it was quite interesting that in this case, the disciples stayed a little late to learn what was going on.
Right. And what's really cool is he tells this parable that's sort of this idea of imagine a farmer who goes out and kind of tosses seed, but it falls on different types of soil. So part of it's on a well-worn path that really has nothing there to sustain it. Part of it's on rocky soil. Part of it's on thorns are in the soil. And then some of it falls on the good soil, and kind of says, you know, that good soil represents our hearts if we're open to understanding.
So really, it's kind of our choice, right? That,
right.
You know, what kind of soil we're going to have.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we first look at a scripture, it can seem a little confusing. And what does that really mean? And
right.
How does that apply to me? And so he also talked about the fact that the word or the scriptures is a message from God that's a light for our pathway. And I love that, you know, that as Mark talks about this, that we also need to realize then we reflect that light.
Right.
And over, I then go to John. I'm just kind of like going to add John in the mix, who is a really different gospel writer. But right away in chapter 1, he tells us that darkness can't overcome light, but the light can overcome darkness, which means to me that when we're in the scriptures and we feel like we're in this place of darkness, that we can know that God's word will help us to overcome that.
Right. And Jesus taught us to be open to understand and letting the light reveal the truth and the way. So let the light shine in you and be a light in this world. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.